AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. After nearly a year of investigating the Capitol riot, a House Select Committee is ready to reveal its findings.
One member calls it a harrowing story of President Trump refusing to concede defeat, leading to a deadly attack that Democrats say put democracy itself at risk. President Biden says there are lots of questions about who is responsible and involved.
A lot of Americans are going to be seeing for the first time some of the detail.
Panel member Elaine Luria says when they find out.
The hair on the back of your neck should stand up.
The primetime hearing will feature live testimony, never seen audio and video, and accounts from Trump aides and relatives. But the series of hearings may not change any minds in a deeply divided America, where number three House Republican Elise Stefanik says Democrats are trying to shift the focus from high gas and food prices.
A desperate partisan distraction, a circus,
and a smear campaign against Trump and his backers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department opens a civil rights investigation of the Louisiana State Police.
There are reports that officers target black residents.
Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark on WBRZ.
We received information about the repeated use of excessive force, often against people who are suspected of minor traffic offenses, are already handcuffed, or are not resisting.
The federal investigation follows an Associated Press investigation that found at least a dozen cases over the past 10 years in which state police ignored or concealed evidence of beatings and more. In Michigan, Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker tells WXYZ,
I've made the decision to charge Christopher Schur with one count of second-degree murder.
Schur is the police officer who killed Patrick Leoya, a black man shot in the back of the head following a traffic stop in early April. This is AP News. Authorities say three people are dead and a state trooper is wounded in a shooting at a business in a small town in western Maryland. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
A man opened fire at a business in western Maryland Thursday, killing three people and leaving a fourth victim critically injured. The suspect then fled in a vehicle and was chased down by Maryland State Police. In an exchange of gunfire, the suspect and a trooper were wounded. Both were being treated. The Washington County Sheriff's Office said the shooting took place at Columbia Machine Incorporated in Smithsburg. I'm Mike Gracia.
A Republican running for governor in Michigan has been arrested for his role in the 2021 post-election riot at the Capitol. Ryan Kelly released after a hearing in federal court in Grand Rapids, his campaign then posting political prisoner on its Facebook page. He's among more than 800 people facing criminal charges in connection with the January 6th riot. I'm Tim McGuire.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.